This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
You're in big trouble on this one. A teenage boy. He is facing numerous charges after allegedly stealing a school bus from a Nashville public school, driving recklessly through West Nashville, leading police on a pursuit along I-40 on a Saturday afternoon. 14-year-old took the bus at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The boy, who is living in a home, is in state custody, I guess. He hit the diesel fuel pump at a market, according to officials. He tried to run over a person at that market.
Okay, that's bad.
Then he drove onto a parkway. He hit another car in the process. They followed the bus onto the interstate, where it traveled at speeds of 60 to 65 miles an hour. They had to use a spike strip to get the guy to stop the bus.
Yeah, get him to stop the bus.
Exactly. At that point, authorities said they ran up to the bus, broke the glass door, used a taser on the boy because he was still trying to operate the bus, and then arrested him without further incident.
Keep in mind, the spike strip did not stop the bus. He saw the spike strip, basically slammed on the brakes, and tried to pull a U-ey.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they had to run into the bus, break through the glass door, and tase his ass.
Then we got a 12-year-old in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He was, He led police on a chase after stealing a forklift. He hit 10 vehicles along the way. Police were called for a report of a stolen construction vehicle. A few minutes later, police found the vehicle, a forklift being driven south on Brook Street. Police then began pursuing the forklift at speeds of about 15 to 20 miles an hour with emergency lights and sirens blaring. Eventually, the driver, the 12-year-old boy, took the vehicle through a neighborhood, striking 10 parked cars. He stopped the vehicle at about 8 o'clock in the evening. He was taken into custody. He was later housed at a juvenile detention center.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Uh-huh.
I bet he was, which is better than going home.
Our question, what was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Todd. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen. How are you?
Hola. Doing well, man.
Well, let me start by saying this particular story has a very happy ending, but it was a crappy story. And unfortunately, you don't have a long enough show to cover my entire juvenile record, so I'll just tell you this one.
Now, do you actually have a juvenile record?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
And it came back to haunt me a couple of years ago as a 50-something-year-old adult. But
damn,
another story altogether.
Okay.
So some friends of mine and I, a long time ago, 15, broke into a church. About six nights in a row, because this church had a lot of beer in it.
Had a lot of beer? So,
was that a Catholic church?
I don't know.
I grew up Catholic.
It's a Catholic church.
I was telling Mike the other day, I know some Christians now are kind of against booze. I'm like, oh, go to a Catholic church.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Oh, this particular church, this guy, the preacher or minister or whatever, he was notorious for having a lot of booze. So it was kind of the highlight was to get into either the church or his garage, steal a bunch of booze, and get away. But unfortunately, we had one of the so-called friends got caught by his mom, who was a King County cop.
Oh.
And he ratted us all out. And we did, well, I don't know what the rest of them did, but I did 6 months for it.
Now, oh, wow.
The unfortunate thing about this, but this is where the happy ending comes in, is between arrest and sentencing, I met a girl when I was 16 that absolutely changed my life and stopped doing all of that stuff. But during the 6 months, I unfortunately lost her. We were teenagers. But fast forward 38 years, 37 years, something, I don't really want to give away ages, but her and I got back together, and we're now getting married in August.
You gotta be kidding.
That's crazy.
All right.
That is
so
crazy. Yeah.
If you don't mind my asking, and even if you do, I'm going to ask, how did your juvie record come back to haunt you? You said you're in your 50s now. Like, what yeah. other than murder, like, what is it?
Do you have a felony record that affected, like, a job or something?
It was buying weapons.
Really? So even if it's on your juvie, you can't purchase a firearm?
Yeah, here's a little known fact. When you turn 18, your juvenile record does not get sealed.
Yeah, we know.
Like a lot of people think.
That's because they always say that. But it's like getting, you could pay to get something expunged. All you did was spend money. It is not expunged.
Were there weapons in the church?
Oh, yeah. No. This was just stealing beer. I had several years ago purchased a lot of weapons, went through the background check, through the FBI, whatever, and got cleared. But then I went for another gun purchase, got denied, sent the ATF an email saying, why did I get denied? I've purchased several weapons recently and sent the email. And when I sent the email, I went, uh-oh.
Maybe you gave up too much information.
So did they come and knock on your door?
The very next day, I had two ATF agents at my door.
And what are they? Are they like, hey, man, we even hate to do this kind of thing, but you let us know, or what?
The funny thing is, as soon as I sent the email, I knew that was going to happen, so I took all of my guns, took them over to a buddy's house, put them in his safe, didn't want to know the combination, and he didn't tell me the combination. And when they showed up, I told them that. They called him, got his information, ran it, he was cleared, and they said, hey, you're good.
Okay.
Clear all your stuff up, you can have them back. And so I spent a better part of a year going around to different police departments that I'd been arrested at, and there were a lot of them, and giving them notice that I was applying for sealed records and firearms rights restoration and all that. And so then I finally had to go back to the very courtroom that I used to go to as a kid down in King County a lot.
Ah, memories.
Yeah, oh, God. And the funny thing is, when the judge didn't even talk to me, but he finally just said, yeah, you're good. The prosecutor came over to me, and she said, okay, you're good, you can go. And I looked at her, and I said, well, this is going to sound a little silly, but how do I get out of here? And she said, what are you talking about? I said, I've been here a lot, but I went through that door with handcuffs.
Oh, I've never actually walked out of court.
I never walked out of that courtroom free. But, so it all turned out well. Like I said, I'm getting married in August to this back when we were teenagers, girl that changed my life. And now she changed my life again, and I'm going to marry her and not let her go.
Nice. That's a good story. Yeah. Well, at least it had a happy ending.
I'm curious to know, do you think if you applied for a job at the ATF, knowing that they dig that deep even to your juvie record, even if you were qualified to do whatever you're applying for, do you think they'd give you the job, or do you think your juvie record, they'd be like, look, we're aware of it, we can't do it?
Well, here's the thing. I got my record, juvenile record, sealed, but federally, they can still pull it open if they want.
Yeah.
At the state level, they can't anymore without warrants or whatever they got.
Whatever they need, right.
But yeah, because I was denied access to a job at a courthouse down in Tacoma a long time ago. We were going to do some night electrical work. And they pulled that up, and they said, okay, this guy is not coming in. And my boss called me back and said, do you have something you want to tell me? So I had to go through the whole explanation with him. But there was also another incident during the LA riots that
Jesus
well,
Christ, so. Man.
Wow. Okay. Good time.
You're like Forrest Gump. I feel like you could watch, you know, video of anything that's happened. Like, there he is again.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, we got picked up for, and this is important to hear the whole thing, or the little bit. We got picked up for assault on a police officer with a deadly weapon during the Rodney King riots.
Well, yeah, that would do it.
We were arrested, but we never did get charged.
So, okay. Right. Were you involved in that? Were you actually involved in that?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
We didn't actually assault any police officers with deadly weapons. It was a whole thing. But that's a story for another show. Okay.
Which assault him with
your mouth?
A non-deadly weapon.
What's that?
So did you say something to the guy?
Oh no, we got. The cops got called because my buddy and I had the music too loud. They showed up. We had guns. He was showing me his gun collection. And at the time that they were trying to figure out what to do with us, apparently, from what I remember, one of the sheriffs in the helicopters got shot in the neck. So they were in a panic to get out of there. And so they just said, you know, screw it. Charge these guys. Charge them both and let's get out of here. So, but then a couple days later, of course, spending a couple days in Pasadena County Jail, a couple of detectives finally let us out and said, no, no charges. So now when I finally got to my Army unit after that, because I was late, they were very entertained by the story.
Damn, dude. So. Okay. All right.
It was good times.
Yeah.
Write a book. Just do us a favor. just write a book and just each chapter, just title it, Why I Got Arrested This Time.
Yeah, every chapter is just a different arrest story.
Yeah, that's all.
What was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kenny. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, fellas?
Hola.
Hola. So I'm about like 10 years older than both Steve and Miles, so I grew up.
You're going to die soon.
You're going to die before we do. You're going to die.
I know, right? Well, I've got the same bad habits as you guys, so we got that going for us.
Cool.
So
cool.
I grew up in the days where, you know, you get beat with, you know, whatever was handy. Right,
whatever's closest.
I spent the bulk of my adolescent years on restriction. I wasn't a bad kid. My stepdad was just super, super strict. And, you know, I was just a smart ass, and I tended to poke the bear, if you know what I mean.
What were his main rules as far as strictness goes?
Just anything. He was miserable with his job and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the one time, this is a funny thing, is one time me and my next younger brother took a baseball that my dad had. It was autographed, but it was like some minor league player nobody had ever heard of. And we decided we're going to go out and play catch. And we're out, you know, throwing the ball around. We're out in the street, and so it's getting scuffed up on the pavement, you know, and it, you know, goes in the grass and gets grass stains on it, whatever. My dad comes home from work and finds the ball, and he sits me and my brother down. And he says, okay, I'm going to give you boys two choices. You're going to get a whooping with the belt, or you get 2 weeks of restriction. And I'm just like, I'm freaking tired of restriction. I said, I'll take the belt. And my brother says, I'll take the restriction. So I took the belt, and, I mean, him and my mom used to square dance. He wore these belts that were like 3 inches wide. They were huge.
You need that to square dance. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know. I don't know why. You know, it's the whole country thing. But I took the whooping. My brother, I remember like 2 days in after, you know, my butt still hurt, but I kept walking past my brother sitting in his room going, nah, 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 I'm not on restriction.
He's probably like, yeah, but I can sit down. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't remember what my brother said, because my brother was a very good kid. But, you know, he's 16. You're going to push back a little bit. And I don't remember even what started the situation, but my father's not happy with my brother. And it did not need to escalate. But my brother said something to my father, probably out of character for my brother. And clearly, my father didn't care for this. So I just hear my brother's bedroom door shut. And there's no yelling, but you can hear them. Clearly, it's my father's voice. And I do not know what he said to this day. And he was only in there for like 2 minutes. Didn't lay a hand on him. Nothing like that, all right? The door opens. My father goes back upstairs whistling, which means he's in a fine mood. And I peek into my brother's room, man, and he's just sitting in the corner of his bed sobbing. And I'm like, man, and everybody looks at me and just shook his head like, no. And I made a mental note, don't back talk to this man. Because I don't know what was just said, but it scared the living bejesus out of my brother, man. I was like, noted.
What was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Esther. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola. So I have a weird situation, or had a weird situation. I was about 14, and I was dating this guy in high school, and he broke up with me for someone else, and that someone else ended up living in the apartment complex that I lived in at the time, and I figured out who she was, and I went and stole her dog.
Stole her dog?
Her little chihuahua.
Esther!
Jesus.
Wow, man. How long did you manage to keep this dog?
It was only 2 days.
And how did you get, I'd assume your parents or your mom's like, where did you get the dog from?
My dad.
Okay, so.
Yep, my dad did. And then everybody started getting all antsy and scared. Because, you know, we're all teenagers. So one of my friends was like, you need to go forward and let them know. And blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, because I'm going to get in trouble. You know, I'm 14. I know that I could possibly go to jail. Of course, it wasn't jail, but I could go to jail. And my dad comes home the third day, after the third day of having the dog. My dad's like, I heard, because my dad worked for the apartment complex. So I didn't even know why I did. I guess just being a teenager, I guess I was just being dumb. And my dad came home the third day and had heard about what happened and knew that I had the dog. So he told me either I could get out and go live with my mom, or I can take the dog back, apologize, and confess. So I confessed. I did 4 days in juvenile, and the person's parents, they did not press any charges, so luckily I didn't get it on my record. But
that means they hated that dog.
They gave you 4 days for stealing the dog?
4 days, yes. I did four. It was my first offense, and I was, like, crying profusely every single day during seeing my public offender and everything, and I got out 4 days.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't even know the logistics behind that. I thought I was going to be, you know, at 14, I was like, I'm going to do a year, you know, and I was, like, crying out crazy. But, yeah, I only did 4 days, and the parents didn't press. It was supposed to be a residential burglary. They said that they didn't want to press charges since they got their dog back. And I was out.
How did you break into? Did you pick the lock? I mean, what was your skill set that allowed you to break into the apartment?
Zero skill set. I went in through an open window.
Okay.
Nice. And was the dog nice to you?
It didn't even bark. It was a little chihuahua. I remember the black and white chihuahua. It didn't even bark at all. I just took it. It's weird.
I mean, I guess that's
never
the wild.
I've never seen this dog ever either.
So what was your plan? Just go in there and steal something, and then you saw the dog, and the dog was your crime of opportunity?
Yeah.
Jesus, God.
If I remember right, that was a while ago, but if I remember, I think I was going to do something petty, like take her left shoe or something like that, something stupid, just because I was upset and hurt that I got dumped for that girl. But yeah, I seen the dog, and I don't even know where my brain was at. Automatically, steal the dog.
So I guess your ex-boyfriend really was not happy with you at this point, too.
Oh, absolutely not. No. I have never even talked to him since that happened. Well, I mean, I guess I wouldn't, but...
Because you're a dog napper. Mm-hmm. You stick with the left shoe.
Did you ever run into that girl and her parents and the dog in the building?
Never. Surprisingly, never.
All right, I got one more question.
I remember her name was Bobby. Thinking about it now, the situation, I'm like, that is weird.
Yeah, a little weird.
Never seen her parents, nothing. I went to juvenile at 4 days and came back, and I've never seen them. I've never even seen my ex again. He actually blocked me on MySpace, but.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, old school. On MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
How's your mom doing if you'd rather do 4 days at juvie than go live with mom?
Oh, she was doing some crazy stuff with two men at the time. And so there was a whole bunch of custody battles, and my dad got custody, and she was just kind of a PLA mom.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Damn. Okay.
Good time. Damn, man. Stole their dog.
That's a...
I know, I laugh.
That wasn't the plan. That's the part that blows my mind. Like, you just want to do something.
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm taking your dog.
Exactly. I mean, in retrospect, we stole some CD cases from parties.
Yeah.
But you think about how big those are. That was probably hundreds of dollars.
You ever steal a dog?
No, we never stole a dog.
Yeah, me neither.
I would be scared to steal somebody's dog. Like, I know, I've met your dog.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel confident just showing up and taking that dog
home. If I'm not home, yeah, you don't want to go in.
Right?
What was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KAISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Tara Daly, Steve Miggs on the way. The Daily Miggs Morning Show joining us. We'll sit and spin. We've got 10 bands with self-titled songs, whatever.
Yeah, I like sound.
Yeah.
This sound is called Nirvana.
It's called Bang.
Boom.
Yes. We have bands with self-titled songs coming up right after emails and our question. What was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of quick texts. Here says, thrill and fairness, you did kidnap someone, though. Talking about Esther who stole the dog. Hey, we're not here to talk about me. It's about Esther.
And that guy got out the next day. Esther kept that dog for 2 nights.
Yeah, who's weird now? And somebody says, I got into trouble for running a strip poker game on the school bus. I was 15. Best part was, my mom was the bus driver.
Oh.
We continue.
Damn.
Got suspended from school, kicked off the bus, again, by his mom. My ass beat by my parents, and now the girl that was part of it is actually a stripper. See, there you go.
All right.
But, you all right, Ted?
Yeah, I mean,
hey, just saying, you know.
Still should be doing that on the bus.
No. Mm-hmm. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was 16. My parents went away to Reno for the weekend, and I was messing around in the garage, and I saw an ashtray that was upside down, which was unusual. So I lifted it up to see what it was, and it was the keys to the 84 Corvette that was in the garage.
Okay.
So me and a buddy, we decided to go for a ride around the block, big block. out in Bothell. So we went down the road, did a, like a little fishtail around this corner, and went tearing down the road about 91. And I looked in my mirror, and I saw red and blue lights.
Oh, man.
So I'm freaking out. I didn't know what to do. So started just doing the speed limit, headed towards home. I didn't know what to do, freaking out. I didn't want the cop thinking I'm trying to evade. So I just pulled over about a half mile from the house. And it was an off-duty cop. And he ended up just ticketing me for reckless driving and then just let me walk home. Meanwhile, he's taking pictures of the car. And I, once I get back to my house, I get in my car and I drive past him. And I see the tow truck and everybody there doing their thing. And I'm just freaking out. I don't know what to do. So
you prepared to die.
To another, yeah. I ended up going to another buddy's house who had friends that were in town who were looking for some LSD. And they found it. And they were all going to go on their way back to Utah, Salt Lake City, to sell it. So I was like, I'm freaking out. I'm coming with you.
Oh,
so
man.
I went back to my house.
Jesus.
I went back to my house, grabbed some clothes. Stole the stereo equipment out of the stereo cabinet so I could hawk it later once I got there. And then went down to Salt Lake City, stayed there for about a week. After about 3 or 4 days, I called home, let them know that I was okay and everything and where I was. And they were not happy with me.
You don't say.
Yeah. So my dad and a neighbor friend flew down one way. They fixed my car because the Cadillac converter went out halfway down there. So they fixed that, and then we drove back home. And, yeah, that was that. That was not fun.
Okay, and this convoluted mess that you created for yourself. First of all, shame on your parents for leaving the keys anywhere that you could possibly find them. Because I would say out loud, mm-hmm. babe, our son is 16, he has his license, and we have a Corvette. Like, we have to take them with us, all right? So,
in hindsight.
Was he angrier that you took the car? Was he angrier that you stole the stereo equipment? Was he angrier that you ran off to Salt Lake City?
All of the above. Yeah.
Did you do the acid?
They were happy that I was okay once I called them and told them no, I was okay. They were happy about that.
Yeah, see, I mean, as a parent, you're very, very, like, look, your kid's health and safety trumps everything. Of that, there is no question, but that does not mean we're not going to kill you when we get that chance.
Right.
Like, I'm glad.
It turns out, once I did get back home, my dad bought me a motorcycle so I would stay out of trouble.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That I don't know that that's what I would do, but credit to your dad for doing it. What is the car ride back like with your dad? No, he stole his Corvette.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. It just was, I couldn't wait to get back home.
How many hours is that drive?
About 14, 15 maybe.
Oh, wow.
Did you do acid when you were in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, on the way down there, yeah.
See,
yeah,
to me, with all of that on my shoulders, I do not think that would be an enjoyable experience. I would really mentally process.
Yeah, it wasn't. Said it wasn't.
I mean, like, this is a terrible. All these things that I did culminated in this acid is the icing on the cake as far as bad decisions. There are times when you should do that. There's times when you definitely shouldn't. You don't take acid to a funeral.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
how long had your parents been back home? Because you said you called after 3 or 4 days, but how many days had they been back from their trip before you made contact?
My older sister met them at the airport and informed them at that time.
So you told her, look, I'm going to Utah.
I didn't know. I didn't see her. I didn't tell her nothing. Me and my sister never got along, so I just bailed. But she was able to connect all the dots and why the cabinet was missing and all the stereo equipment, car was gone. She was able to connect the dots.
Okay.
Wow, man. That's just a series of bad decisions.
What was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, that's just...
So I stole the stereo equipment. Like, yes, make it worse.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go sell that. Because, I mean, in theory, right? I forget, did he say he crashed the car?
No, he did not crash.
Right.
Pulled him over.
The car was going to get back home.
It was, but now dad knows you've taken the car because they impounded it. So that's his initial panic, right?
I'm just saying, in retrospect, and I get it, he's a teenager.
Sure,
but it's
sure.
Like, right, so now we're going to steal stereo equipment and go on a state, two states over, 15-hour drive.
Yeah.
Like, I at that point, I'd be super pissed.
Well, I think that I get the 16-year-old mind, right? It's his dad's Corvette. So without ever having met his father, I assume that is his baby, right?
Yeah.
So you're thinking, oh, man, he's going to kill me. which he is, but then in your 16-year-old mind is, I must run away from home. I would rather never see my family again than deal with the wrath that's going to come down from my car getting towed.
What was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola.
Yeah, so I think I was about 14, and I decided to start stealing cars.
Cool. Was this influenced by anyone, or is this just something you wanted to do?
I had been initiated into a local gang, so it was, you know, I was
part of your duty, right?
Yeah, I was trying to show off to my OGs,
all right,
if you so to speak. Anywho, I was off doing one of my runs, and the police showed up, obviously, at one point, and I ran down the block. They had the dogs with them and everything. I got chased by dogs.
How far did you make it running from dogs?
About a block and a half. And then I don't know if you're familiar with the South Seattle area, Sewer Park area, but a lot of streets turn into stairs and stuff like that.
They sure do.
And there are a lot of hills. And I decided to cut down one hill, and I just slid down the whole hill. And that's when the dogs caught up to me.
Now, what do they do? Do they bite on your leg? Like, what are they trained to do to stop you?
They actually didn't bite on me because I think the officers were right there. You know, I don't remember getting bitten. I just remember getting my clothes grabbed and getting drugged about 3 or 4 feet. And then the dogs got called off of me. And then I got handcuffed and whatnot and put in the back of the car.
Aren't you really glad at that point when the cops show up with handcuffs? Like, it's just such a better alternative to the dogs.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I had a couple of friends who had Rottweilers that were not friendly and been bit by them. And so that's immediately what came to my mind when I was running from these German Shepherds. But, yeah, and then oddly enough, though, the officers decided to just call my parents instead of taking me right to juvie. And this is where I got into the most trouble I ever been in, because they got a hold of my dad. My dad answered the phone, and hello, Mr. We have your son, and he just got busted for car prowling, and we want to know what you want to do with him. And my dad, I heard him over the speaker. He said, I don't care what you do with him. Just don't bring him here.
That's good news for you.
Well,
right?
I mean, did that make you feel better or worse?
It made me feel a little bit better, but worse at the same time, because I spent 3 days in county.
Yeah, okay.
And then when you get out of 3 days of county, now you still have to face your dad. Was county worse than your father, or was your father worse than county?
You know, I don't know how to put this, but my dad's kind of a softie.
All right.
So I would say county was worse. Because I don't know how to put it, but it was my awakening. That's when I straightened up my life. Actually, at a very young age, I decided that county was not fun.
Yeah, known for that.
And Pops was, as much as he wanted to slam me, he never did, and basically just had to spend the next 2 months in the house.
Okay,
yeah. That's not the worst.
The worst, but
no, it wasn't the worst. The worst was going to county and having like the guy, you know.
I know. We got you. His jello.
Once again, bedroom colors. Here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio.
He summed it up nicely.
Yeah, exactly.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
See, that's the difference. Your parents might be mad, but they're not going to kill you.
Yeah.
You're a lockup. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy, like, I don't know you. I got no biological creation. I want your jello. Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
The worst you get from your parents, like, who ate the last of the jello? Maybe they're mad, but that's the beginning and end of it, right?
Sure.
Not, I'm going to take this tray and hit you across the face and pummel you because you ate my jello.
Yeah, and that jail in Baltimore is awful.
Yeah, it's Baltimore.
Right? Like, I mean, I can't explain it to people. When somebody just looks at you, right? And I'm just trying to stay quiet.
Sure.
Right? But I'm one of 3 white guys in the entire jail, right? Like, I'm not a tough guy. You're right. So I'm just trying to stay quiet. A couple dudes are just get the F out of the way. So, but after a while, you start chatting to some people, and then the one guy just looks at me. He goes, "I know you're scared." Before I say it, I go, "What?" He goes, "I know you're scared. You ain't eating much, and I can tell you'd like to eat."
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, that's the truth, though, right?
Baltimore is blatantly honest, as you would say, Steve.
Yeah. I was like, "Do you want my cookies?" "Yes, I want your cookies." There you go.
You actually offered them first.
Oh, Jesus. I gave away everything. He's right. I don't think I ate for the 3 days I was in there.
You want my cookies?
Right. I don't know. I don't care. Just please, God, leave me alone.
Right. Eat my cookies.
What was the most trouble you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hello, Rhonda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
So when I was about 16, it seems to be a theme.
Yeah.
My best friend and my boyfriend and her boyfriend were leaving the bowling alley because there wasn't much to do around here and decided to have them ride on the hood of my car.
This was a conscious decision.
Yes.
All right. And how far were you going?
Not very far, and I wasn't even going very fast, but I went around a curve, and they went flying off. And at first, we thought they were okay, but by the time we got back to her house, we realized that my boyfriend was very much not okay, and we ended up having to call 911. And the police came, and the ambulance came, and the fire truck came. And by the way, my grandfather lived in the neighborhood that my friend lived in. So he ended up with a massive concussion, my boyfriend. He no longer could play football.
Oh.
My parents found out. My insurance made me take a reckless driving class.
That's fair.
Yeah, my punishment was I had to take care of my boyfriend the whole summer because he spent weeks throwing everything up.
Oh, God. Did he have any long-lasting damage from that? Sometimes that stuff can shake you for a long time.
He did. He ended up never playing football again.
Well, you don't want to risk another concussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
but it was bad, and I don't know why we did.
Because you were 16.
Right.
I've ridden on the hood of a car once, and guess how old I was? I was 16. I did not get injured, but that's the only time I've ridden on. And we learned not to do it again. When he slammed on the brakes, you start to understand the laws of physics a little bit. Right?
Yeah.
And it sucked and it hurt. Did not get injured, but yes, I also was about 16, 17 years old when I did it.
I had friends that would ghost ride their cars when we were kids.
Right. At about 16?
Exactly. Because you're stupid and you don't gather the consequences of your actions.
I remember having a graduation party from high school, I think. And I remember my mom saying, "Is that your cousin on the roof of that car as they're leaving?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
I mean, you're right, though.
Well, now
teenagers.
16-year-old girls. So these are not necessarily things that I want them to know.
Well, look, as long as you understand
don't have
the
to
age
tell
they
them.
Are.
Did your parents tell you that? No. There's something that happens when you're 16. Like, whatever you've accrued intellectually in your first 16 years of life, you throw it out the window. Like, people talk about the terrible twos. I don't worry about the twos because they're not going to do anything stupid. You just got to keep your head. They're getting added to. 16 is about the age that I
want. And I think that's an all right story to tell on because it's like, listen, my boyfriend never got to do some stuff he wanted to do again.
Yeah, those are the stories you do tell. Like, hey, this is why you should. It's going to come up. Don't do it.
Correct.
Hello. Oh, boy. Hello, drama. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, cola.
Hola.
Yep, so the most trouble I got in was when I was in the senior in high school, and it was homecoming week. I was late to class, opening class. Teacher was like, "Hey, you're late," and I was like, "I know, sorry." And he's like, "Yep, you have detention," because I've been late before. And I was like, all right, and he's like, "You're going to have to come in after school and do it." And I was like, "Well, I have practice for football after school. If I can't do it, can I come in the morning, tomorrow morning, and make it up beforehand?" He's like, "No, it has to be after school." And I said, "The coach tells us if we're late to practice, we don't practice. If we don't practice or we miss the practice, we don't play in that week's game." I tried to explain to the teacher, "Mrs. Homecoming week, my senior year, I'll never have another one. Please be reasonable." And he's like, "That's not my problem. You shouldn't have been late." And I was like, "All right." And I said, "Well, I'm not going to come in." He's like, "Well, then I'm going to have to tell your coach that you're not going to be able to make it." Long story short on that one, he was being unreasonable. I got pissed off. And you guys remember in high school, the desk chair combos, how they connected?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I grabbed one of those and I threw it at his head in the corner.
Yeah, that'll get you in trouble. Get you in trouble. Did you make contact with him?
I was surprised because he was a pear-shaped, out-of-shape old man, and he actually ducked.
I didn't expect to miss you.
Nimble.
Yeah, I didn't expect to miss him, so it's kind of frustrating. But my mindset was like, well, if I'm not going to be able to practice and miss the whole homecoming game, I'm going to make it worth my while. But I was scared because I was one of the kids my senior year. Like, I was 18 in my senior year. And so the reason why I was scared and the most trouble I got in, both my parents, they were divorced at the time, but both my parents showed up to school. I had King County Sheriff show up to school, and I was, like, sitting there when they called me, down to the office, and I saw my parents there. They just looked at me. I was like, oh, man, they give you the eye of death, and the sheriffs were there. And then I was really scared because I was 18, and I thought, well, I might be tried as an adult for assault.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I was hella scared, and they sat me down. The bottom line, I got suspended for 3 days. I still missed the football game, which sucked, but I'm sure that teacher, if he's still alive, will never forget, "Hey, I shouldn't have done that."
Did you play the rest of the year?
I did get to play the rest of the year. I just missed homecoming week.
All right. That's the middle of the season.
I'm surprised you didn't get kicked out of the entire school.
Yeah, if you're talking about a playoff game or a championship game,
the coach would side with you if you're in the championship game. Yeah. It's amazing how that works.
The coach probably would have sided with me if it was championship, but yeah, I'm thinking hey, we only get one senior year for homecoming. Just be reasonable. That's all I was asking for this guy to be reasonable. But since he wasn't, like I said, he had the chair desk combo. But I said,
so you're still mad at the teacher about this?
No, absolutely.
Is he still a teacher at that school, I wonder?
No, this is many moons ago. I'm an older guy.
So, okay. Why
were you late again?
I don't know. I think
Something to do with my girlfriend maybe making out and walking her to class.
Yeah, see, like, that's not on the teacher, man. I hear your position, but they got to do the thing, man. I mean, you got to stand your ground if you're at the point that you're the disciplinarian. Like, I'm not being unreasonable. It's not like you were late once.
Yeah.
Right.
You said you'd repeatedly been late, and the teacher knows where to hit you where it hurts, which is, I know it is homecoming week. You're not going to play this week.
And just because it was a good reason to you to be late, because, I mean, hey, wouldn't we all want to just be late?
I was getting a mouth hug.
You bet. But
I'm glad you asked him. I'm amazed he's still that pissy at the teacher.
Hey, that's my thought. Like, hey, learn from this, man.
Yeah, I don't think the teacher learned a lesson. Like,
no.
I don't think he did either.
He may probably start going to the gym to learn to, you know, be a little bit more.
That's right. Doing the ducks.
Like when George Bush dodged that shoe.
That shoe, yeah.
Like, man, that guy's got some moves, man. I was like, man, he's got some reflexes.
I'm sneaky fast. Look out.
10 bands with self-titled songs coming up. We'll sit and spin, and we've got your emails on the way next from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.